Okay, so I'm going to begin on Chaf Aleph Beis, page 42, a few lines from the bottom, two lines from the bottom specifically. So the general topic is the Nirtza, the slave who has his ear pierced, but Agav Orcha, the Gemara, got into the topic of Yifat Tor. So Tanu Rabbanan V'ra'ita Bashivya says you'll see a woman who's in the captivity. She's Bishat Shivya. So it means in order to elect the Yifat Tor, you can't have thought, I'm going to take her as a slave and then change your mind. From the get-go, it has to be sort of like love at first sight. So Rita Bashivya, Bashat Shivya. Eshet, even if she was married, you could take her. Yifat Toar, lo dibra Torah, lo kenegedi Yitzhahara. There's a famous line. Torah is addressing the Yitzhahara, the person, like the way that Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, but this was a shiur from 15 years ago, like the hormones are going. He says, Mutav shelo flu Yisrael basar tmutot, it's better that Klal Yisrael eat basar tmutot means. The behemah is a mesukenet. In other words, the behemah is some fatal disease. It's going to die, let's say, in a month or two. Better to eat it when he's shechted, as opposed to waiting until the thing keels over. So it means like the woman's not so great. We'll talk about it in a minute. But better to eat it behetah than to isur. And then you'll desire her, even though she's not objectively so good looking, she'll qualify sifat tawar. You can't get two. In other words, you can't take her and her friend. You just get one. That you can marry her. You'll marry her. You can't take two women, one for himself and one for his father. Now Tosu says with not to Dirsa, he says even Akatlavi was also Asur. In other words, the way Tos is coming out, it should just be Lechali Isha. It was only to take for yourself. I saw that Rav Leibowitz was quoted, I think, from the Ritva, who wanted to be Miyashev, the Girs of Rashi. In other words, the key is that you have to take it, not somebody else. So he wanted to say that, let's say, like, there's two sisters in or whatever, there's two women in captivity, but one doesn't want to leave without the other one. So he figures he'll take both, give one here and one there, so he'll get the wife. But anyway, the key is you can only take a Kalisha. He says, no, you shouldn't take one for yourself or one for your son. That he shouldn't impress her in the Mokama. So the way Rashi learns, that he can't have relations with her on the field of battle. That's the way. Let's look at the Rashi on that. The fourth white line. To have relations with her. Let's look at the Tosos, big Tosos on the side. But we'll digest it though in small pieces. So Tosos has several questions against Rashi. The top of the Tosos, the second Tosos. Here's Kuntres Lavola, Mashma Mitopevashow. So from Rashi's pshat, it sounds like you can't, indulge, you can't have relations with this woman until you bring her home. She shaves off her head, goes through the whole gerus process, and then she's mutar. But Tema knows the strongest question. What does it mean the Torah is only addressing the Yetzirah? He says, how does this help us Yetzirah? In other words, she's prohibited, for another at least another month, if not longer, and she's going to go through the whole Geirus process. He says, "Akati Yetzirah v'Molchama." So in the Molchama, you still got the Yetzirah. Uveito ad Yerachamim. That's one question. Vod Kasha Mari Kelei Basar Tumutod Yemishnagayro. The Gemara calls this woman Basar Tumutod. Basar Tumutod means it's like a mesukena, like when an animal. Is like they got some, fatal disease or something like that. It's not long for this world. It's called Basar Tmutot. So saying like this woman is like tainted goods. In other words, Basar Tmutot. In other words, take her with the route that the Torah permits her as opposed to the non-permissible route. But if she's going to go through the whole Maaseh, she's going to convert. So then she's permissible. So if you remember David HaMelech, he has one son, Amnon, and Amnon desires Tamar. And Tamar says to Amnon, he says, listen, talk to dad, talk to our father, he'll permit me to for you. So how would that work? So but the Gemara says that Tamar was a bat Yifat Toar. So the proposal is like the pshat that he had, David HaMelech had relations with her in the field of battle, had this, you know, he, you know, had this child Tamar from that union, and then later on she converted. So, I mean, that the wife converted. So Tamar is Bat Yifat Toar, but she's in a whole totally different getter. In other words, she converts to Judaism, and then she's permissible to Amnon. He says, in Tamar, he says, in Lobat David Lamatha, in Tamar, Allah Karkol Masi, may Akai Tamutar Lam known. So, but if you assume, like Rashi, you only have relations if the mother converts. So then they're both siblings.
He says, Vareyaka Tamayavivai Teshri, in Tamar, Allah Karkol Masi, and Rashid Giore, believe who can use the law. All right, now let me see. Let me skip some of this. Anyway, let's cut to the chase. So it's skipping down around another 10, 15 lines. The last word in line is Venera. So it's around, I don't know, around 20 lines above from the bottom. The last word in line is Venera. Venera, Lord Ben Otam, Biri Shonam Uterap and Malchama. So Ben Otam figures that you're allowed to have relations with the woman on the field of battle. About the Ashnia Suresh Teva Beto Giore. But the Ashnia, she's got to go through the whole Maasim. Bahadu Tamar Shlita Fatsena Kule. So how do I explain Shlita Fatsena shouldn't oppress her? So Rashi learns Shlita Fatsena shouldn't have relations with her. And Lachil note Yerach Yamim. Yochatzena means I shouldn't force her to go through this whole ritual, like, you know, she's shaving her head and counting the month and the whole thing to get home. Okay, so that's Tosa. Okay, so that's the Ipar. So you have Rashi. In other words, Yochatzena, you shouldn't force her to go through that whole process to shave off her head, grow her nails long, you know, mourn for her father. Then they get home, then you can do it. Because it says, because the Gemara says, what's the language of the Gemara? He says, you shouldn't oppress her in the field of battle. So Rashi learns he shouldn't have relations with her, but Tosfos says it means not putting through the whole protocol. Okay, until you get home. Then Tosfos says, after the brackets in Tosfos, some want to justify Rashi's hesber. The low question meeting, there are no questions. So we said, what good low dibertol can eat Sahara? So I can't have it till, you know, like a month or two later. What's going on? The ikhlemor, the batim in Yitzro, I can't eat the pat basalo, so far the omuterolo, or kolamasim. So yeah, but it's like pat basalo. If I know I can have her, so then that quiets down my Yitzahara. So Rabbi Liebus is mentioning, and again, this was a tape from like 15 years ago, but he was mentioning that it's like a person with his wife when she's Anita, that they could have yichud with one another as opposed to somebody else. You can't, because the wife, you know, you could eventually have relations. The only thing that I was wondering a little bit is, like, we don't say that, you know, with the chupas Anita. In other words, if the wife is, yeah, that's exactly right. So here too, with this, in other words, he's Miyashe Perish Rashi. So the Perish Rashi is, as long as I know I can have her, as Papasalo. But you see, like, in Halakha, it doesn't quite work that way. Anyway, that word, that's the Kasha, these on the Tosos. Umashek Shamai Karla Basar Tzmutod, Kimish in the Gaira. Then the question was, why we call it Basar Tzmutod, is like this poisoned meat. If she's converting, Hanami Lokasha, the Ikh Lamemar, Lafisha Magaira Baal Korcha, Vena Gira Gimura, Karla Basar Tzmutod. She's converting, but it's not like your typical conversion. She's being forced to convert. So let's go Basra Tzmutod. Umashik Shami Tamar Lokasha, Ikh Lamemar, Tamar Loi Tapat David, Alami Kodam Lachenata, Imam Uberet. So when it says that Tamar was the Bat Yifat Toar, doesn't mean from David HaMelech. It means David HaMelech fell in love with his Ma'acha, and Ma'acha had a child with from a previous union, and that was Tamar. He says, V'hadithiv bin tabashta benor HaMelech mi'lim, l'mishtam bito, l'mishtam bito, l'mishtam bito shal David, benor HaMelech. He says that, you know, she grew up in the royal household, but she was not David HaMelech. Anyway, it's interesting that you see that was John. What? That was his daughter, right? So anyway, so you see that's the key part to know. There's the Pshat and Rashi, you can't have relations till later on. According to Tosfos and the number of other Rishonim, you can have relations on the field of battle, and later on you're then prohibited until you go through a whole Gavis practice. Okay, who's a question, comments to us, anything we did so far? What? Yeah, so the Rambam says, I think they work with her. I think eventually, you know, I hate to bother you, Yosef.
This is what we miss.
I,
among
know,
others.
The last volume of the Rambam. Higher, far left, higher, far left, far left, far left. Well, last volume. Thank you. Yeah, so the Rambam says that if the Rambam learns, to work with her for 12 months, try to push her to convert, she accepts the Shem Mitzvot B'nei Noach, we say, that's the way the Rambam takes it. All right, who's got any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. We have a lot of Gemara to do tonight. Now, we're around 5 lines down, a couple of off 22a, line 5 or 6 of Kudas. So now we're back to the din of the Nirtza. So again, there are two parshiot by the Nirtza, and one's in Parshas Mishpatim, the other in Parshat Re'eh. So the Gemara says, Tanur Banan, Imamor Yomar. So it says, Imamor Yomar Ha'evet, Ahav Yedot Dini, and Kivit Banan, Lo Yisei Chavshi. He has to say, but he says, but Amor Yomar says like two Amirot. So he says, Ajshiyomar, he has to say it twice. So Amar, now we don't understand this. I'm going to explain the Braisa the way we think in the Hava Mina. Let's chill out with questions till we finish the whole Pshat in the Gemara. So Amar B'Tchilat Sheish, we think it means if he made the statement at the beginning of his 6 year term, Lo Amar B'Sof Sheish, and he didn't make the repeat it again at the end of his 6 year term, Eino Nirtza. Then he does not, he has to say it twice. We think at the beginning of the 6 year term and the end of the 6 year term. Shneamar Lo Eitzeif Chofshi. In other words, I won't go free. It sounds like he's making the statement, at least one of the statements right before he's ready to go free. Ad Shomar B'Shat Yitzia. So he's got to say, make one statement right before he's ready to, like, run out the door. Amar B'Sof Sheish V'Amar B'Tchilat Sheish. If he says it at the end of the 6 year term, but he didn't say it at the beginning of the 6 year term, Eino Nirtza, Shneamar Imamor Yomar Ha'Eved, Ad Shomar K'Shu Eved. Ha'Eved, he's an Eved. He's got, like, Abdus ahead of him, not that he's ready to go free. So we think one statement at the beginning of his servitude, one statement at the end of the servitude, that's what we think. So now the Gemara is going to analyze it. Amar Mar, we said a moment ago, Amar B'Tchilat Sheish V'Lomar B'Sof Sheish, we made a statement at the beginning of the 6 year term, he said at the end of the 6 year term, Nirtza, Shneamar Lo Yetzei Chofshi, I won't go free. My area, Mi Lo Yetzei Chofshi, so why do you tell me with that sentence? Typically, V'inan Ahavti Adoni Ad Ishtivei Banai, B'Lecha. So you say, Lo Yetzei Chofshi has to be right before he's ready to go free, but the statement has to be that has to be made at a point in time when he already has a wife and he has children. In other words, you're saying it's not enough to make a statement at the beginning, you gotta make a statement at the end. So why do we need Lo Yetzei Chofshi? This is Ahavti Et Ishti V'Banai. Ishti V'Banai means that my shifcha that my master gave me, my kids that I had from the shifcha. Obviously, he can't just make the statement at the beginning, it takes him a while to do all that. The two, in addition to which, Amar B'Sof Sheish, Lomar B'Chilat Sheish, and Unirtza, we said, and we think the pshat is, if he makes the statement at the end of the 6 years and then say at the beginning of the 6 years, he's not Nirtza, Shneamar Ha'eved, Atuf Sof Sheish Lav Eved Hu. So at the end of the 6 years, isn't he still an Eved? So Amar Rava, so Rava says, here, go ahead. So we're on Chafes, page 43, around 20 lines down. Amar Rava, my B'Chilat Sheish, B'tchila pruta achrona, my b'sof sheish b'sof pruta achrona. Rabbi says, what does the Tana B'raisa mean? He says b'tchila sheish sof sheish. He doesn't mean the beginning of the 6 year term. He means, let's say, assuming, and this is the way one pshat learn. In other words, let's say pruta achrona will work out. Let's say he gets 5 minutes for a pruta. In other words, whatever his purchase price was, amortized over a 6 year period, assuming that a pruta gets him last hour. So he has to make one statement before the pruta achrona. Let's say, he's due to go free or whatever on whatever it is. So 1 hour before he's ready to go free, he has to make the statement, and then one statement after he's already in the Pruta Achrona. That's what it means. Sheish and Sof Sheish, and that's what's going with that. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
Second one is that is really
No. In other words, within the Pruta Achrona is like you have Mamon. In other words, the Pruta is the minimum Mamon, like we saw from Kibush HaYisha. So he still has a pruta of Abdus left. He makes one statement. When it's less than a pruta, then he makes the second statement. All right. Now he has a little piece here. the quotes here from the Maharil Diskin, but I think there are other people who also have this drasha. I think Rabbi Elchanan also had a drasha like this, and so so before Moshe Rabbeinu's death, he beseeched Hashem to allow him to go living in Eretz Yisrael. Right. So the Medrash interprets Moshe Rabbeinu's plea in a homiletic vein. Moshe, who Hashem referred to as Abdi Moshe, said, "Ahavti Adoni," that means the Ribono Shel, and Ishti, that's the Torah. He says the Sivama, where the Torah is compared to wife, Samak Gimel. "Ahavti Adoni and Ishti be Banai," as children call Israel. Lo Itzei Chavshi, I don't want to die. Death is referred to Meitim Chavshi Min Mitzvot. Dead people are free from the yoke of Mitzvot. Moshe argued he should be entitled to live and continue serving Hashem, just as an Eved Ivri is entitled to request an extension of a term. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's taina was, you know, you wrote in the Torah, you're an Eved Ivri, I'm your Eved, so I want to invoke the right. So he says, the Maharil Diskin explains that indeed, and Moshe repeated his argument, he would have prevailed, and Hashem would have extended his life. However, Hashem preempted Moshe's plans by commanding him, Al Tosef Daber Elayu B'Davar Zeh, don't continue talking about this. He says, preventing him from executing his plans and demanding that he continue his service. So he says, what does he say? He says, anyway, but that's the way it comes out from there. Okay, that's the Maharil Diskin. All right, now, he's got more here about the single part saw, but we're going to go through here. All right, let's go back on the Gemara. All right. So now we're at the two dots, around 20 lines down on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. So Tan Rabbanan, Lo Isho Banim, Rabo Ein Isho Banim, Eino Nirtza. Let's say the Eved has an Isho Banim. So when it says here Isho Ubanim, Lo Isho Banim means the Shifta Knanim. It means if the Eved has a Shifta Knanim and his children, but his master doesn't have an Isho Banim, Eino Nirtza, he's not eligible to get the Ritzia, which means like the piercing of the ear. Shenamar Ki Ahevcha V'Yabeitecha. So the Torah says, he loves you, the master, and your bayit. Bayit is your wife. So if you don't have a wife, you don't have a household, then there's no dinner than a nirtza. Now, conversely, the rabo shobanim, below in shobanim, let's say the master has wife and kids, but the eved doesn't have a shifka, doesn't have kids, he no nirtza. You also is not nirtza. Shnemar, ahafid of me, yeshiva banai, and it says that he, the eved, has to say, I love my master, I love my wife, I love my kids. So he has to have both. He has to have both. Okay? Yeah. Who are he with Rabo? Rabo ain't no Ovo. Let's say he's crazy about the master. The master, not so thrilled about the servant. Ain't no Nirsa. He's not Nirsa. Shinimar kitov lo imach. Means the way the Gemara. Yeah, all right. The way the Gemara understands it, kitov lo imach, it's like mutual. In other words, it's tov lo imach. Everybody. In other words, he's happy, you're happy. Rabo Oavo, who in will he but Rabo? Let's say the master loves him, but he's not so thrilled with the master. Eino Nirtza. Shinamar, he ahevcha. Because it says he loves you. In other words, he ahevcha be'apetecha. In other words, the servant has to love him. So the part that I was wondering is, so if he doesn't love the master, why would you even get to that point? Because he's the one who has to say, I want to be a Nirtza. In other words, I want to continue on my servitude. So, right, yes, that's what Rabbi Paco was saying to me. Right, he likes the picture. I like the house, the work level, everything else, but I just can't stand the master. So then he's not eligible to be a Nirtza. He says, if he, the Eved, is sick, but the master's not sick, Eino Nirtza. In other words, again, you're both on the same level. In other words, you have to be good, he has to be good. Rabo Chola, the master's sick and he's not sick. What if both of them are sick? So the Gemara says, Imach ba'inan ba'ika. Do we say the key is Imach? They have to be on the same level. And they are the same, exactly right. Odilma ki tovlo imach ba'inan ba'aleka. Right. So does tovlo, is that a second requirement? In other words, it has to be Imach, has to be tovlo? Or tovlo imach, in other words, he's just on the same level. He's happy on the same level with you. So take with that, he's not able to answer the question with that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, let's go on. So now we're around 20 lines to the bottom on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph.
I have a super canani, I mean, kid, with his regular wife and kid.
No, wait. I lost it here. What does he? What do you mean? He's the Eved. He could have that. And what's your question? And what's your question?
Saying he has a wife.
Right. Now, okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan, he tov lo imach, imach b'mach al imach b'ishta. We had this already on Shabbos, right? Yeah. He's tov lo imach. He's good with you with him. It was his food is good. The same little food, same drink. You shouldn't be eating the grade A bread. He gets the grade C bread. You drink the grade A wine. He gets the grade C wine. You sleep on top of pillows. He's sleeping on top of the straw. Whoever requires an Eved, requires a master. And on Shabbos went through the Tosfos. Why is it Kohen Adon? It's just the same level. So we said the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. That sometimes the master might have one pillow. So who's going to get the one pillow? So master can't take the one pillow, then he's better than the Eved. And then if he takes the, nobody has the pillow, that's like meat at stone. It's like, you know, you can't have it, I can't have it. So he gives it to him, so then he's got like an Adon Laatzmo. Okay, let's go into the kill with this. Tan Rabbanan, Biatzame Imach Ubanavimo. So this is a different pasuk in Parshas Bahar. He's going to leave you Ubanavimo. Amram Shemin, Imhunim Kar, Banavarum Tabinim Karin. So it's talking about the Eved leaving the Abdus, you know, via Tzami Ma, Huvan Abimo, him and his children with you. Now, when it says Huvan Abimo, it's not talking about children from the Shifka. It means he's got children from, you know, from a regular wife. He was married when he became an Eved, and he's got regular children. They're leaving the master. So the Gemara says, but if he was sold as a slave, were the kids sold to Abdus? He can't Shravuchem Zonabanav. So from here, because I'll darshan out, the master is obligated to support the Eved's children. So it says similarly, it says the Bali Shahubi Asayish Toimo. Yes, that's that pasuk is in Parsha Mishpatim. So it says if he has a wife, the wife will also leave with him. So we have one memra that teaches me that the master is obligated to support the kids, and another memra that the master is obligated to support the wife. It was necessary to teach both dinim, and both were from Reb Shimon. It was necessary for Reb Shimon to those both limudim. If he only taught me about the children, the master is obligated to support the kids. They're not in a position to work and support themselves. So I'd say the Torah requires the master to support them. But a woman that could work, I would say, let her support herself, and she's on her own. This is V'yeshmin and Ishto, and if he only told me that the master has to support the wife, it's not her derech to go around begging for food, things like that. It's like, not sneeze of Obana of the Kerala Dure, but the kids, it is derech to beg, Emelo, Sricha. So we have Sricha, so we need both. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, I'm moving on. Now, Tana Rabbanan, current page. Now, it says in Parshas Re'eh, Lakach na Marzeya v'natzav ba'azno v'delet. You take the Marzeya, which is like the oil, v'natzav ba'azno v'delet. You put it in his ear at the door. We'll see in a minute. So, Ilun Emar, Gabriel, are you making any noises? Okay. So Ilun Emar Ozno Badelet, the Torah didn't say bit was no badelet, it said Ozno Badelet, his ear in the door, Ethiomer, he'd court connected Ozno Badelet. He says, I would think they just make a hole in the door near where the Eved's ear would be. In other words, the Eved stands in the door, I mark off where the ear is, and I make a hole in the door. He says, Delet in Ozno low. That's what I would think. In other words, if it said, if it said, you take the Marzeya, you put the slave's ozen at the door, I would think the mitzvah is just to cut through the door. It says, Delatin, ozen low. But ozen low, I would think just the door, not the ear. This is a different pasuk of Mishpatim. It says that he'll make a hole to the ear. So that's a non-starter. Ella Hayitiomer, what I would have said, if it said Ozno Badelet, Yiratzenala Ozen Miyabrai, I would have thought, right, he'll drill a hole through the Eved's ear, he
He says, and then he'll make a hole in the door, you know, where the ozen was. So Tamil Omar was no ubadelet. Haketzad, no kibber hole in the ubadelet. So he drills the hole in the slave's ear, but just till he gets to the door and then stops. He says, delet shomnein bein akura bein shein akura. So if it says delet, so I would understand whether the door is attached or is unattached to the hinges. Tamil Omar, mizuzam, and asaba was no ubadelet, but asaba no ubadelet, asaba no ubadelet. Yeah, when it says, yeah.
It's two psukim. Yeah, I'm sorry. Can I get permission? I'm sorry so much. Yeah, please. I apologize. Thank you. Yeah. So in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, "V'gishol adonav Elohim, El Elohim l'shom chol, v'gishol adonav olam mezuzah." He'll bring him near the delet or the mezuzah. And the other Parshas doesn't mention the mezuzah. So he says here, he says, "V'hil ashem again sadel delet shemini bein akur bein she'ena akura." So it just says delet. I think the door is attached or so unattached. So tamal omer mezuzah. So the Torah says also mezuzah, ma mezuzah ma'uma, just like the mezuzah, it's the mezuzah is the shtei mezuzot b'al mashkel. Mezuzah are the two doorposts. So the doorpost is set, you know, it's ma'uma, it's standing, but it's set. It's not, in other words, the door is detached and we fall on the ground. Af delet na mimu, the delet is standing means it's attached to the hinges. All right, let me just wrap this up to the Mishnah, and then we'll pause and we'll take some questions. From Yochum and Zakhai, Dorish Namikra Zek Min Chomer. Yochum and Zakhai, we darshan this pasuk, Min Chomer. Rashi learns here, Chomer, look at Rashi, the fourth narrow line. Sror Hamar Galiot, the pouch for pearls, Sror Habosem, or the pouch for perfume, Tlui B'Tzavar, the tashid, that women wear around their necks as a type of, tashid, as a type of adornment. So he says, Shor B'Zok Min Zakhai, Adorsh, the Mikro Zik Min Chomer, he would darsh in the Pasuk, like Min Chomer, like this wonderful perfume. Manishtana Oz, the Mikro Yivar, Mishabagot. Why is it that the Torah says, you know, pierce the ear? Why not, I don't know, put a mark or something else? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ozem Shema Kolil Har Sinai, Sheshmark Tzitli B'nai Yisrael Abadim, Lo Abadim Labadim, the ear that heard Har Sinai, that B'nai Yisrael Maya Abadim, he says on the side, Abadai Heim, Lo Abadim Labadim, he says, they're my slaves, not slaves to slaves, B'lach Zeva Kana Adon La'atzmo, and he went, he acquired a master for himself, Yirtzai. So he should have his ear pierced. You know, Rav Simon in his Sefer on Imri Baruch and Chumash, he quotes from Rav Chaim Yaakov Golba, who's the late Rosh Hashiva in Kerem Yavne. So he asks, like, we should pierce his ear when he becomes an Ed? It was, why do we wait till he, in other words, he completes the term, now he's getting a second term. Why not give every Ebed when he becomes an Ebed? We'll pierce his ear because the ear is supposed to be Avadim Mel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avadim Mel Avadim. What? It's true. All right, we're on the track. But he says like this, that the essence of a person is the ability to be able to like listen. In other words, let's say I hear Shir, I hear Dibrei Musar, so I could decide on my own, you know, I want to go to Minyan today, I want to do this, I want to do that, I go to the Shir, things like that. And Eved can't do those things. And Eved, he's got a master. He's slavery. Slavery is slavery. A lot of people think we're in slavery, but this is real slavery. So he's kafuf to the master. So he's saying that it now, after 6 years, he's choosing that he doesn't want to have like this type of bechira chavshus. Ozen means I can hear things and incorporate it in my life. He doesn't want to do that. So he's rejecting this abadai heim below abadim abadim. Supposed to be my eved. Now you're in a position like, you know, you should do this, that, the other. I can't. I have work. I'm an eved. So you're right. You are an eved, and that's why you're pierced. Okay. One more piece. Don't go to the Mishnah, and then we'll take questions. Come to us. He says on the first wide line, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, he had darshan the mikra zek min chomer. Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe would darshan the following hasat like min chomer, like this perfume pouch or the pearl pouch. What's this? Why does the Torah direct us to take the Eved near the Delet and the Mezuzah? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Dilma Mezuzah Shu Edim Mitzrayim B'Shash Pesachi Al Meshkopei Hashtei Mezuzot. He says the Dilma Mezuzah were like Edim and Mitzrayim. When I had Kadosh Baruch Hu, I went over. I was killing all the Beforim, the firstborn in Mitzrayim. But the Jews who would put the dam on the Mezuzot on the Mashkof, I went over their homes. I said that the Kleistra my Abadim and not Abadim with Abadim, but Satime Abdul Khairud. They were Abadim. I took them from Abdul to Khairud, but Allah said it cannot don't answer. He decides to get an adon for himself, you sabbathayim. He should get the Rasiya in front of them. In other words, that like he's not doing that which the Adam heard me say that they were my Abadim. I was a little bit bothered by the Pasuk about Abadai Haim does not appear over in Parsha's bow, where it mentions that whole incident. I mentioned this Rav Shach today. He said he thought there was some medrash that mentions that it was something like that. But all right, that's all I have. Okay, what's he going to repeat? I said the Gemara says that the mezuzah and the mashkov that they're edim when I passed over the homes of Mitzrayim and heard me say abadayim, they're my abadim and not abadim labadim. So that pasuk does not show up in Parshas Bo. It shows up, right? That's in Parshas Bahar. So I was saying, how is it that the Gemara puts it all together? So he was saying that he thought there was some medrash that says that it was said in Mitzrayim. Okay. So who's got questions, comments to us on anything we got going today? Anything so far? Everybody good? Okay. Yeah. So if you look at the top Tosos, he says, "Kamin Kolmer, Pirusha Kuntras, Tzur Margalio to Basami, Mishdalui, but Savar Nashim Tachshit." It's interesting. Rashi didn't mention Nashim in our Rashi, but he quotes Rashi saying it's a pouch of pearls or a pouch of fragrances that women wear as an adornment. Rabbi Tam Piresh Kolmer Maase, V'chem Pirusha Aruch L'shon Arabi Sheomer Chaveru Ma Maasecha Omer Lo Ma Chamorcha. In other words, Kamin Kolmer. Like it sounds like your actions is the way I take it, like the Kamin Chomer, like so. What does he mean? He says, "Yirish Chomer Ma'ase, Mama Secho Merlo Macha Morcha." What are your actions, Kamin Chomer? So he would darshan the psukim Kamin Chomer. Like type of action. I need to look a little bit more into that. Okay, let me go further. Everybody good? All right, any questions? Fern, you're happy? Everybody happy here? Any questions? Okay, let's go into the kill. All right, we're on the sixth. Okay, it's Mishnah. Next Mishnah. On Ethan. Evet Kanani, Nikka, the Kesef, Sharba, Kazak, and Evet Kanani can be acquired with Kesef and money. In other words, the Eved's owned by Master A. The Jew pays Master A money, he gets the Eved. Uba Shtar, or Shtar is simple shot. Master A writes Shtar, my Eved is sold to you. It's a Shtar Kenyan. Uba Chazaka, we'll see. Chazaka means does an active proprietary act. He has the Eved do an act of servitude towards him. With Konan Atzmo, the Kesapai the Echerim, Shtar the Atzmo the Gramea. So it's going to come out in the Gemara that we don't know this yet, and it won't be today's Gemara. That Rameir holds two shitot that in kinyan le'eved b'makom rabo, that an eved can never cut the master out of anything he acquires. So even if I give money to the eved, I say this is your money on condition that your master does not have a chelik in it. It's ineffective, according to the Tana Rameir. So Rameir holds that an eved can only get freedom with kesef aydei acherim. That other people come and pay the master money. And then he can be freed, according to Tana Rameir. He says, Ubishtar al Yideyatzmo. Shtar al Yideyatzmo, Rameir also holds it's a chov for the Eved to go free. In other words, he holds it's a detriment for the Eved to go free. The Eved would rather be enslaved. He's happier there with all the shvachot. He's got everything going there. He doesn't want to be free. So therefore, Ubishtar al Yideyatzmo. So the Shtar, Shichrur, has to be given to him. I can't say because Zakhan Leon Shlubapanav ain't common Leon Shlubapanav. So if I say to Plony, accept the star on behalf of the Eved, but if the star is viewed as a detriment, so I can't do that. In other words, because it's a detriment for the Eved. You got it? So that's the way Rameir holds. He says, by the abbot, but he's not appointed. It's detriment for him. But the chachamim omrim, the chachamim are chulek l'meir on both issues. The kesef by the asmo. So the chachamim hold no that the abbot there is a kinyan the abbot for makom rabo. There is a way to give money to the abbot. The master does not have a chelik in it. So I say here's the money on condition your master has no chelik in it. And mela then the abbot himself can give the money to the master. We started the Echer. So they don't view the Shtar Shechor as a detriment. He says, Uvad Shia Kesef Mishal Echer, provided the money belongs to other people. So we later in the Gemara will see more. And that's the way that Rav Kahati explained the mission. Okay, now let's go into the Gemara. So the Gemara says that an Eved, it means an Eved Kanani, is acquired with Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. So the Gemara says, Menalan, the Chtiv, and now Chaltemotam, and Echema Chareichem, and Reshad Akuzah. You'll like give them over to your sons after you, La Reshet Ahuza, to inherit it like as a hereditary land. The Avadim, that is. Like Hishanakhtub the Stay Ahuza. The Torah compares the Eved to Stay Ahuza. Stay Ahuza is a hereditary land. He says, Ma Stay Ahuza Nikta Kesef Shtar Kazaka, just like Stay Ahuza could be acquired with Kesef Shtar Kazaka, which the Gemara is going to have on Daf Kavav. Michael had prepared, but he's preparing another Daf as well on Wednesday. But so the Gemara Kafav explains how we know that land is acquired with Kesef Shtar B'Chazaka, just like land can be acquired with Kesef Shtar B'Chazaka, so to an Eved can be acquired that way. He says, "Af Eved Kanani Nikta B'Kesef Shtar B'Chazaka." He says, "Ima Steyachuzah Chazer LeBalim B'Yovel." Steyachuzah goes back to its original owner in the Yovel. So if I sell land, I get it back. "Af Eved Kanani Chazer LeBalim B'Yovel." I would think the Eved Kanani gets automatically free in the Ovel, I would think. In other words, you're making the whole sushtel with Stei Achuzah. So if Stei Achuzah is acquired, like Stei Achuzah has the same dina as Stei Achuzah. Stei Achuzah goes back to its original owner, so eventually, so now we should be free in the Ovel. Samalomar, Leolam Behem Tavodu. So the Torah says, Leolam Behem Tavodu, they work for you in perpetuity. Perpetuity means perpetuity. It's interesting, by the Jew, Chazal Darsh now, Babadol Leolam, Leolam Oshel Yovel. And here they learn the Tavodu means in perpetuity. Okay, Tana now. A Tana to an Abraisa, Ach B'Chalipin. Tana to an Abraisa, the Eved Kanani can also be acquired with the Kinyan Chalipin. A Tana Didan, our Tana, why didn't our Tana mention Chalipin? Built with the late to the Matalfa and Kitani. Our Tana is only mentioning those Kinyanim that do not work by Matalfa, by personality. So he says, Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. He holds that the Kinyan Kesef doesn't work by personal theory. There's a machloket between, or anyway, but that's what he holds. He says, Milfat the Eat of the Metalflin no Kitani. He doesn't learn those Kinyanim that are good by Metalflin. So Kalipin is definitely good by Karka, and Kalipin is good by Metalflin. But the Tanas only teach me those Kinyanim that are only good not by Metalflin, only by Karka. So Amar Shmuel, Eved Kanani Nikta B'Meshifa. So Shmuel says an Eved Kanani can also be acquired by Meshicha. Meshicha is when I call the Chepsa into my Rishut. That's Meshicha. So Ketzad, how would that work? How would you do a Kin Meshicha with an Eved Kanani? Takva Uba and Slow, if I pull him and he comes to me, he says, Kanao, I acquire him. Doesn't mean that Joe owns the Eved and now I pull him over and that was my Eved. It means if I work out a deal with Joe, I want to acquire your Eved and then I pull the Eved and over to me and then he comes. Mele means my Eved. He says, Kra'o Uba'aslo. If I call him, I say, whatever the name of the Eved is, and he comes to me, Lo Kano, I don't acquire him. And the Gemara will explain why. It means the Gemara is going to say the Eved is Midaitek Eved. He's acting on his own volition that he's coming to me, even though I'm calling him. But when I pull him, he's coming, like, of course. Okay. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara wants to know why our Mishnah didn't mention the Kinyan Meshicha. So Bishlema Latani Gdan, Eltadi to Metaflin, Lokatani, Gleita Metafli Katani. So Meshicha is a Kinyan by Metaflin, it's not a Kinyan by Karka. So our Tan is only learning things that are not shy by Metaflin. So he doesn't mention it. Elatana Bra, but the Tana, the outside Tana, the Tana of the Braisa, who learned Khalipin, he says, Nitni Meshicha. Why didn't he learn Meshicha as well? So the Tana Bra learns the Kinyan of the Mishnah, and he learns Chalip, but why doesn't he learn Meshicha? Kikatani Miltadi to Bein Mekar Kalibim Metalkalim. So the Tana Bara is teaching Kinyan that work by Karka and work by Metalkalim. Meshicha to Metalkalim, Eta Mekar Kalibim, Lokitani. But Mashicha is only good by Metalchim, not good at all by Karka, so he doesn't learn that Kinyan. So in here, according to Shmuel, Mashicha does work by the Eved, but the Tana Brah is, so the, our Tana is teaching Kinyanim that work by Karka. The Tana Brah is teaching me, and work by the Eved as well, and the Tana Brah is teaching me Kinyanim that work by Karka and work by Metalchim.
That's the
Brisa. That's the Brisa. And then, but then Mashicha works, you know, by Metalchim by itself. So, and not by Karka. So, but it works by Evan, but it doesn't work by Karka. So neither one wanted to teach me that. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
I have a question.
Go ahead. What's up, yeah, Ruth?
Can we assume that Evan, a servant and a slave are used interchangeably here?
Yeah, we're talking about an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave. So that means the same thing. When we talk about an Eved Ivri, it's a different parsha. Jewish slave is different. But a non-Jewish slave is an Eved Kanani, and that's the one we're referring to here. Okay, so, okay, let's see back in the
Gemara. Are there only two categories of things, Karka and Metaltalin? What are the categories of
that's
things?
Basically, all objects are either Karka or Metaltalin. I mean, the Eved is the din of Karka. I mean, the Eved, you could say, is a different type of thing. But generally, it's Karka or
Metaltalin. That was my question, what the Eved was. Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right, let's take a look back on the Gemara. Now, so we mentioned earlier within the statement of Shmuel, Shmuel said the Eved Kanani is nikna by Mashicha. Mashicha is the typical Kanin by Metaltalin. You pull it into your Rishos. So how do I do Mashicha by the Eved? If I call the Eved and it comes to me, you know, Krobo is a low Kano. So if I call him and he comes to me, it doesn't work. Ukrolo, if I call him, it doesn't count. But Tani, we learn in the Brisa. Kitzad the Mesira. Mesira is a kinin by animals. I give over the animal to somebody else, but how does that work? So if a person, the buyer, he holds onto the animal by its hoof, Usara, or by its hair, Ukashala, by its saddle, Ushlifshala, its load, that's on top of the animal. The krumia shabapia, the bit that's in its mouth, uruzug shabitsavara, the bell around his neck, kina'ah. Ketzah b'mashicha, that's mesira. Ketzah b'mashicha, how does a person acquire an animal with a kinyan mashicha? Koreila v'hiba'a, he calls her, calls the animal, and the animal comes. Oshi kishma kel ras talapanav, or he gives it a whack with a stick, and it comes and it runs in front of him. Kevansha. Once it lifts up a leg and a foot, he's coning the animal. So Rabbi Yassi says that the animal has still below komata. Below komata means it's totally in a new place. It leaves place A, and let's say the animal is 4 feet in length, so it leaves that rishos, goes to another rishos. It's another 4 feet. It's coning. But the main thing is that the animal, how do I call the animal mashicha? Well, the animal comes, I'm coning mashicha. So why, if the Eved, why does that work when I call him the slave? So the Gemara says, Amri, they send the base medrash, Behema died to the Mara Azla. The Behema, when it comes, it's following what the master says. Doesn't Eved died to the Nashik Azla. Eved is following his own Seichel, what he thinks he should do. So that's not a Kenyan. Okay. Now, Amar Ravashi, Eved Katan ki Behema Dami. So Ravashi says that Eved Katan, Eved, that's a minor, it's like a behemoth, meaning if you call the Eved Katan and he comes, you are calling him. Tana Rabbanan, Kitzah B'Chazaka. So now the Gemara is going back to one of the other Kinyanim we learned from the Mishnah with Kesef Shana Chazaka, with Royce and Chazaka. So again, Chazaka by Karka is known Na Al Gadar Paratz. You know, you build a fence, you lock a door, you Na Al Gadar Paratz, you make a hole in the fence. Oh, right, those are Chazaka. But how do I do Chazaka with an Eved? Tana Rabbanan, Kitzah B'Chazaka. If the Eved takes off my shoe, I'm the buyer master. Or where the Eved follows me to the bathhouse carrying my clothes. If Shito, or he undresses me, the Eved does. Yerchitza, where he washes me. Sacho, he anoints me. Gardo, he scrapes my skin. This is Hilbisho, he dresses me. Inilo, puts my shoe on. Higbio, he lifts me up, unless he lifts me up out of bed or whatever. You know, all of those cases. The master acquires the Eved. The Eved is not an act of abdus to him, so he acquires him b'chazaka. Right, right. Presumably he told him to do it, right. So he says here, Amrib Shimon, lote chazaka gidol me'agba. And we don't understand this line, we must be patient. Rib Shimon says, chazaka shouldn't be greater than hagba. It means, if the Hagbah is more encompassing than Chazaka. Shagbah Kohenim B'chol Makom. Hagbah is a kinyan that works all over the place. In other words, Hagbah, in other words, Mishnicha, I have to normally take it into my Rishos. Kinyan Hagbah I could do anywhere. So he says here, my Ka'ama, what does Rav Shimon mean? Aravashi, Igbiyuhu L'Rabo Kina'o. The Brisa seems to be saying that if the slave lifts up the master acquires the slave. Igbiyuhu Rabo Lo, Lo Kina'o. But if the master lifts up the slave, he does not acquire him. Amar Rav Shimon, to which Rav Shimon says, Lo Te Chazaka Gdol Me'agba, that Chazaka shouldn't be greater than Agba. In other words, Hagbah is always greater than Chazaka. Shagbah kohen b'chol makom. In other words, if the master does a kinyan Hagbah, that should certainly be good. In other words, if the master, in other words, when the master is lifting up the Eved, it's not per se a kinyan Chazaka. In other words, when the Eved is doing an act of, you know, service, that's a kinyan Chazaka. He's doing, he's working for me.
This is debated.
I don't know. I don't know if you need Adam. Sometimes you need Adam for a kinyan to be effective, but I'm not sure you need Adam for these kinyanim to be effective. All right. So the say again. Repeat. Right. Right.
If the master picks up the
slave, well, that's what the Tanakhama says. And then Reb Shimon says, look, Hagbah works all over the place. So if Chazaka works, Hagbah should certainly work. Look, he sits back in the Gemara.
Yeah, but so,
let me finish this again, then we'll get to you. Okay, now, the Gemara says, Hashta Amir Higbiyohu L'Rabo Kina'o. So now that you taught me that if the master lifts up the slave, the master acquires the slave, I should be able to acquire her by having Bia with her. So he says, meaning, in other words, when I have Bia with the Shifcha, one way to understand it is that the Shifcha is supporting me, would be one way to understand it. In other words, in other words, my weight is being supported by her. Another way would just be to say, like, I'm sort of like using her or whatever. But he says here, so the Gemara says, Ki kamrinan zeninev zemetsoyer. So no, when we said we have a kinyan chazaka, means I'm benefiting, I'm the master's benefiting, and the Eved is like mitztayer, he's lifting me up, he's doing other things, he's discomforted. So, but here, with your example, you're having Bia with the Shifcha, that's not the same thing. They're both having Hana from the Bia, presumably. That's the idea. So that would not be a good kinyan for the kinyan Chazaka. So the Gemara says, Shlokadarka Mai, Lameimar. What if he has Bia with her Shlokadarka, then she's supporting his weight, and on the other hand, she's not, we're assuming she's not having enough from it. So Amar Ba'achai Bar'ada, the Min Acha, Man Le'malan D'Lav Hana Itluhu L'Tarbayu. Who's to say that they're not both don't have Hana when it's, you know, unnatural sex? So in which case, no good. Ba'od Mishkevei Isha Chiv. The Torah says Mishkevei Isha, but Mishkevei Isha, like all the Arayos, you know, it's the same thing. Whether it's, you know, natural or unnatural, the Torah equates the two. So it could be the Torah equates the two, saying the same din that would be applied to natural sex will be the din by the unnatural sex. Or you could say, and this is in the Shita Lono Dalami, that just as a woman has hana'a from natural sex, she has hana'a from the unnatural sex. So either way, that kinyan would not be good. Okay, what you were very patient for, and what do you want to say?
Thank you. That when we speak of a chazaka, we speak of three times, repeated action.
No. Wait. Chazaka means 15 different things in Shas, Fern. So three times a different type of chazaka. Here we're talking about a different type of chazaka, right?
But it does not have to be repeated behavior. Just no. Once is correct. A chazaka. Right, that's all. Right. Thank you.
Okay, now three lines from the bottom. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Hindua, Gershon Lo Yorshin Hava. Yehuda Hindua, the Ethiopian, he was a ger, a convert with no yorshim. So let's say he's got $1 million estate. When he dies, all his estate is hefker. Chalash, became ill. Al Marzutra L'Shiyulebe, Marzutra came to visit to see how he's doing. Chazit Takif Le'al Matuva. He saw this guy is not long for the world. He's going to be dying soon. So Amar Le'la Abde, so Marzutra said, this Rabbi Yehuda's servant, Shlofli Misanei, take off my shoe, I'm teen the beta, and bring it to my house. So, in other words, this Rabbi Yehuda Hindu is going to die. And Marzutra wants to make the Kenyan immediately at the moment of his death. He wants the Eved to be in his servitude because the Eved could acquire his own freedom on his own. He doesn't want to have a minute like that. I want this Eved to be my servant. So he says, Ikadamri Gadol Haba. Some say that the servant was a Gadol above Bar Mitzvah age. So top line, Chokhim Amar Aleph, meaning Zep Yeresh Lamita. Rabbi Yehuda Hindua went off to death. Zep Yeresh Lachayim. And Marzutra went off to life, meaning he wanted to acquire the Eved before the Eved had a chance to even acquire himself. So if the Eved is doing, in other words, the Eved will be, let's say it takes a half hour to get to my house. He's taking my shoes, takes my half hour. And in that half hour, Rabbi Yehuda Hindua is going to go on land. So at the moment of death, he's serving me, so I acquire him. That's his plan, and then it worked. Then the Gemara says on the top line on Chavtumun Aleph, Yigad Amri Katan Haba. Some say that this servant was really a katan, not an adult, Udloka Abba Shul, but he was not following Abba Shul. Abba Shul holds that the katan cannot acquire his own freedom, but it's not like Abba Shul. Tani, we learn the Brisa, Yer Shemei. If a convert dies, Uvizizu Yisrael Nechasav, and the Jewish people are plundering his assets, but Yuben Avadim Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim, and among the assets were Avadim, servants, whether they were Gedolim or Ketanim, Tanu Atzman Bnei Chorin. So they all acquired their freedom. At the moment of death, they acquired their freedom, so nobody could seize them anymore. Abba Shaul Omer, Gedolim Tanu Atzman Bnei Chorin, Ketanim Kol Maksik Ben Zachabim. So Rabbi Shaul is only those acquired the freedom, but Ketanim not. So, but here, someone would say that this Eved was a Katan, but he, Marzutra, was not following the Shita Marzutra. He's following the Tanakama. So he wanted to make sure the Katan continued to work for him. Okay? All right. I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. Let me just end the recording. 1 second.